here's the deal. I'm the best there is, and nobody can hang with my stuff. You know, I'm just a big, hairy American winning machine. If you ain't first, you're last.
The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Yeah, baby. Coming to you from the Curtis Subaru Studio. Welcome. Welcome to our top stories this hour. Before I get into all the local news I want to talk about, we told you a couple weeks ago that the Biden administration is eliminating from public documents and public use the word mother. We can't have mothers anymore because they say men can be mothers now. And so they've changed it. They use another phrase for mothers, and everybody's using it. It's all the rage.
As we go into Mother's Day weekend, let us recommit our efforts and support to ensure that every birthing person across this nation is empowered and feels safe.
We have not created an infrastructure to support birthing people.
All pregnant and birthing people deserve to be treated with love.
Birthing while Black should not be a death sentence.
Health equity for Black birthing people is attainable.
Okay, no more mothers, only birthing people. Make sure that you don't offend anybody by saying mother ever again. Man, that could make some people who use profanities. Birthing people, I can't say the rest. But our buddy Dave Irish, who sends us songs every once in a while, he was inspired by the change of language that is being foisted upon us now.
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on the lights, cause I don't wanna see. Birthing person did tell me not to come. My birthing person did tell me not to come. My birthing person said, that ain't the way to have fun, son. Birthing person, I love my birthing person. Should've listened to my birthing person. Birthing person, not my mama. My birthing person.
Oh, another fine submission from our great listener, Dave Irish, there. Although I've heard from people, this makes total sense still. I know some parents who have adopted, and they are fantastic mothers and fathers. But adoptive moms are not birthing people. They adopted the kid. So why would the Biden administration and all of these politicians and all these politically correct woke people, why would you slap the face of adoptive mothers by referring to them as well, I guess, as birthing people when they're not? See, every time you try to control language, every time that the radicals try to, because you control language, you control how we think. But every time they do something that's politically correct in their view, well, then they have just chosen another group to slap in the face. And I stand for the adoptive moms who are not birthing people against all these whack jobs who want to call every, oh, you know, want to call every mother that. It's just ridiculous. Oh, by the way, also before I get to the big lead, I have a great suggestion. If you are the mom or dad, sorry, left. If you're the mom or dad of a 11-year-old who's going to have a birthday very soon, this is for real. This is a message from the Tacoma Pierce County Board of Health. A new way to celebrate a 12th birthday. Getting vaccinated. Naomi Wilson says after she got her COVID-19 vaccine, she still couldn't breathe a full sigh of relief because her kids weren't eligible. That's why on her daughter's 12th birthday, she took her to get her first vaccine dose. Now she says her family can do normal things together again. Okay, if you think giving a child a vaccination as their 12th birthday present is something a normal person would do, so sorry. No, you do not qualify as a normal person if that's your idea of a 12th birthday present. Can you imagine those poor kids? They're hoping they're going to get something cool for their 12th birthday. Then their birthing person fertilizing person. Either their birthing person or their fertilizing person walk in. Happy birthday! And the kid bolts upright, so excited. We're going to take you to get a shot. Ah! Yeah. That's what birthing people do for their kids. Moms and dads, they don't think that way. Only birthing people do. One other thing before I get to the big lead. I got a big lead, believe it or not. But listener on the text line, you can text us at 98973, mentioned this or asked a question about something that Jay Inslee said.
When you smell smoke this summer, it's climate change. When you see our highways buckling because the road simply expands and buckles because of heat, it's climate change.
Ah, when the roads buckle, it's climate change. Because we had 2 days where it got up to 110, 115. And a listener said, how come the roads don't buckle in Phoenix or Palm Springs, Palm Desert, Las Vegas? Death Valley just recorded 130 degrees. And you can still drive across Death Valley because the road hasn't buckled. But Jay Inslee says our roads buckle because of climate change. Could it be, Governor, that our roads buckle because our State Department of Transportation doesn't build roads as well as they do in Phoenix and the desert, Palm Desert, Palm Springs, Death Valley? Our roads buckled after 2 days. They have 115 degrees for dozens of days a year, and their roads don't buckle. Maybe your leadership of that agency is to blame before climate change. Because I can point to you a lot of cities and states where they can handle the temperatures without the buckling. Roads buckle. That's climate change. With all that,
hey, by the way, Dory.
Oh, yeah.
Really quick, just because I have road builders in my family, I think it's because of the changing weather, because it goes back and forth and then it ends up buckling. I don't know. We can have people tell us, but I know we're going to hear about that one because the roads are, it's the changing temperatures going back and forth from cold to hot, where theirs is a gradual increase.
It wasn't cold to hot. It went from the 70s to the 80s to a couple of really hot days.
They could probably spend some more money and make them more sustainable, yes.
Yes, I'm just saying.
It's not on the road builders.
I know it. I'm just blaming Inslee's leadership. He's ultimately in charge of the DOT and everything. And there are other states that can handle this. That's all I'm saying. That's all the listeners say.
Dory, my belt buckle has been buckled for almost all day, and I'm feeling pretty good. I feel kind of warm. I don't know if my belt has been buckled because of my internal body temperature changing?
No, it's because of climate change.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
That's why your belt buckles.
Got it.
Yeah. And because you're fashionably thin. I'm trying. Just trying to be nice. All right. Okay, with all that as mere prelude, let's get to the big lead.
The big lead. Top story.
Once again, we are seeing the tremendous toll that our freakish way of dealing with homelessness is manifesting itself on the people of this state. Unbelievably, we have 5 more incidents of cars being damaged by rock throwing on I-90. A homeless man under arrest. 5 other vehicles were damaged yesterday. This all was yesterday, as the rock throwing continues along I-90. And I will tell you, I went to see a physical therapist friend of mine night before last. And Lake City has just gotten out of control with the homelessness and the murders that accompany it. We talked to a woman a few months ago who was on a morning jog, and she was grabbed by a homeless guy and thrown into a bush, and he was going to attack her, but a woman driving by stopped, started honking her horn, and the dude ran off. But Lake City, I was going to see my physical therapist friend because I've dislocated my foot. That's a whole other story that I'm not going to bore you with. But on 125th Northeast, I hear this guttural sound. And I look, and right across the street from me, there's a guy clearly homeless, clearly mentally ill, tall. He looked like he was about 6'4", very thin. And he's holding a piece of plywood about 2 feet by 2 feet. And a car starts going eastbound on 125th, and this guy from the sidewalk, he sails the piece of plywood right at this car. And thankfully, it missed. It hit the ground in the lane nearest to the wood thrower, and then kind of skidded underneath the car that he was trying to hit as it drove by. And then the guy's just, screaming some more. And my God. Goodness, we need involuntary commitment of people who are such a danger to society. And the people who are throwing the rocks on I-5, I've said it a million times the last few months, and I will say it again. Is it going to take the loved one of a powerful politician to die before you start caring about this? Because this is all an extension of this radical Seattle City Council, Marxist, let's destroy the region with crime, with homelessness, and we can't sweep any of the homeless encampments. And so we're just going to not only tolerate it, we're going to aid and enable this. And so 5 more yesterday, cars damaged by rocks from people in the homeless encampments. Now, if our politicians cared about this, they'd say, okay, we cannot wait until somebody's killed. We're going to sweep. We will start enforcing laws. We'll offer help to everybody. If they refuse help, put them in jail or in involuntary commitment, which, by the way, Jay Inslee has allowed our mental health system in this state to be the worst in the United States of America. Just an absolute failure of lack of leadership of our mental health system. But so you had 5 more rock throwing incidents yesterday. Then when we're being told that wildfires are such a threat and such a danger all around the state because of a drought, according to Jay Inslee, it turns out that the brush fires that have occurred along I-5, State Route 101, they all appear to have been arson. The state patrol says that they have one vehicle that they're looking for, but they said 3 fires on northbound State Route 101 and a I-5 brush fire started by arson, not by anything natural, not by, you know, often it's people throwing cigarette butts out their car window. And then on and on it goes. A man was stabbed in the chest yesterday on 3rd Avenue in downtown Seattle. Now, I don't know if you realize this. 3rd Avenue in downtown Seattle has for years been referred to as Stab Alley. So I know it's really unusual to hear of a stabbing on Stab Alley, but the victim was a man in his late 30s, had a stab wound to his upper chest in critical condition, and no suspect at the scene when officers arrived. No one is in custody. So all of this is connected to how our politicians have been working to destroy our region. The homelessness crisis, cars getting pelted with rocks, brush fires being set in supposed droughts, people being stabbed, no suspects. We still have a gang war in Seattle. And we're going to exceed last year's 30-year high in murders if we keep up the pace we're on. That is because gangs are battling for drug-dealing turf. And it's all an extension of our political perspectives or policies. They've legalized drugs in King County, and that is connected to everything that's bringing down this region with crime. And Dan Satterberg told me, he said, well, what we were doing, it wasn't working. So he's legalized every drug in King County. And again, I will say, Dan Satterberg, what you are doing now is far worse than whatever you say wasn't working before you started legalizing drugs. And it is just pure insanity. Anybody can see it. As for the overpass rocks, everybody's been asking, why don't they just put up fences on the overpasses? And Channel 4, ComoNews.com, they talked to the Department of Transportation, to Bart Treese, and they said, look, do you know how much it would cost to put a fence on every single overpass in the region?
There's a lot of analysis that needs to be done to evaluate if the bridge structure itself can hold any type of fencing. But then there's also the cost associated with that. And that's not something where we have a lot of flexibility to, you know, just pull money to for that purpose.
And I agree with everything the DOT spokesman said there, that yes, you would have to do an evaluation of whatever added weight. If you build a fence on every overpass, you have to make sure that whatever that fence weighs can be handled by the infrastructure, especially if you have a bunch of cars and people driving and walking over the same overpass. And we don't have an unlimited amount of money. The taxpayers, we can't just spend millions, tens of millions, whatever it would be, to fence every overpass. It would be far easier and cheaper to just sweep up all the homeless people who are causing the problem and start getting them help. And if they refuse help, we just got to get us help. You know, this compassion for heroin addicts is entirely misguided if it's at the complete expense of compassion for all of us.
At the end of the day, you know, we can't be the ones telling folks out there to not throw something on the freeway. And what it really comes down to is personal responsibility. And we rely on our partners in law enforcement and the prosecutor's office to hold those folks accountable.
Yeah. So now we're starting to see a little squabbling within government agencies where the DOT is saying, look, they don't have the personnel to start grabbing up people who are dangerous. It's up to the cops, and then it's up to the prosecutors to keep them locked up. And that's not happening. We have a revolving door. I would like to see 1/10 the amount of compassion for all the innocent, hardworking taxpayers of this region as they have for homeless heroin addicts. Just give us 1/10 that amount of compassion, and things would start changing for the better. And that is your Big Lead this hour.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
We'll check the news for you. And then some more shocking numbers on how people who are even making six figures are living paycheck to paycheck. It's so sad. And it'd be so easy to fix, too. I'll explain coming up next here on the Dory Monson Show. And Aaron, I think the 82-year-old woman on the space flight,
Wally,
I think that's
Funk.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Wally Funk. Just a great name. I'm not as excited about the 18-year-old kid.
I was thinking how Wally Funk feels about some 18-year-old kid going on a space flight with her.
And do you know this kid's story?
Yeah, he's like some rich guy's kid or something, yeah. Right?
His dad is the CEO of a private equity firm in the Netherlands, and his dad is worth either hundreds of millions or billions of dollars. I saw conflicting numbers when I was looking them up this morning. And, you know, I think Wally Funk, having waited decades and decades, and she was denied because she was a woman initially, right?
Yeah. She certainly has earned it. She even took the tests back in the 60s to qualify for the space missions.
Yeah. And then you got this 18-year-old private equity hedge fund manager's son who gets on it right away. So I'm not quite as keen on him as I am on her.
Well, you know what? I don't know if you saw this, too, but he was going to be on the next space flight anyways.
Yeah,
so.
They bumped him up. Yeah. Hey, the off-ramp, the Pacific Avenue off-ramp up in Everett, is that closed?
It is, yeah. It's still closed as far as we know. And unclear right now if the ramp is compromised at all. I guess this tunnel went right by it. I can't tell for sure if it's right underneath it.
Okay.
But yeah, it's an ongoing situation since about 8 o'clock this morning.
Okay. We'll keep you posted because the guy who dug the tunnel might be inside their trap. So we'll keep trying to get you the latest on that. Thanks, Aaron.
Yep.
Okay. Got a lot of stuff I want to get to here. I saw a shocking study. Nearly two-thirds of millennials. Now, all three of my daughters would be classified as millennials. And I'm very pleased because I didn't have any financial education when I was a kid. And I've mentioned before that if I was not a talk show host, it's ironic that I make my living with words because numbers was always my passion. And if I was not doing a talk show, even though I was just decrying the kid of a hedge fund manager, I'd be working in the world of finance, but not just to amass billions of dollars. My passion would be to start getting parents and kids a financial education. And it just was reinforced when I saw this. Nearly two-thirds of millennials who earn over $100,000 a year say that they are living paycheck to paycheck. And it's not because they don't make enough money. It's because they have an incredible spending problem. This is a brand new survey, and living paycheck to paycheck means that after you pay all your bills, that you don't have enough left over for an emergency. 70% of millennials making six figures say they are paycheck to paycheck. And of them, they haven't saved anything. 70% have less than $15,000. Not 50, $15,000. $1,000 in savings, and one-third of all consumers have less than $1,000. Now, this is, of course, very carefully cultivated. Politicians want to keep people broke. Certainly, business wants to take as much money as possible. But if I know it sounds crass, but having some money is freedom. Because then you can be free from the powerful governmental forces that are trying to keep everyone as captive as possible. And it is so easy to rectify that, especially if you're making $100,000 a year. If you put away, before you spend on frivolous stuff, if you put away 10, 20% of every paycheck in an investment account. And if you start at a young age, there's no reason that you can't be a millionaire by age 40. There's simply no reason. I mean, there are possible external reasons, like if you start investing wisely and then there's a huge stock market crash. That could happen. But for the vast majority of people and the trend line, if you have a time horizon that is long enough, because, you know, when markets go down, they come back up. It has happened every time in history. If you have a time horizon of 15, 20, 25 years, there is a virtual certainty that you can weather a big dip. But it makes me so sad that so many people are living paycheck to paycheck. And I'll tell you something else. You know, Joe Biden announced today that they're going to send out paychecks to every parent in the country. How do childless people feel about that? Or those of us whose kids have grown, and we're not going to get any of that. But they're going to take my money. They're going to take the money from childless people. They're going to take everybody else's money and give it to people who chose to have kids. I don't say anything negative about choosing to have kids. It is the most wonderful, life-changing part of life. But it's personal choice to have kids. And the fact that, you know, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party are trying to just buy themselves permanency by taking other people's money and sending it to people who choose to be parents. It's just theft. It's just absolute theft. And then, Nicole, I have something for you here, too, since you jumped in and tried to interrupt me on the roads buckling. A friend of mine is one of the great engineers in the country. In fact, his signature achievement is one that every single person listening knows about, but I'm not going to out him. But he texted me after you jumped on, and he said, freeze and thaw and temperature discrepancies generally causes spalling, not buckling. Buckling is caused by thermal expansion when the concrete pavement joints are too small to accommodate it. And he says, concrete pavements have buckled in our state over the last 100 years, long before climate change. So Jay Inslee is lying when he says a buckling road is caused by climate change. And I have that from one of the great engineers. He's a friend of mine. So there. So, but I still don't blame your relatives who build roads, Nicole. I don't want them to take it personally. All right, let me take a quick time out. And then we will count down.
Terminology. Sorry, I was talking, but my mic wasn't on.
Oh, I was wondering why you were ignoring me.
The terminology was off, but I'm sure they're just lumping it all into that one
kind of
theory.
No, but my friend's point is right. That roads have buckled for 100 years in our state. And long before the internal combustion engine was spewing forth carbon emissions, and Jay Inslee just makes this up. And then you got this cult, this cult that just buys this stuff, which is why you need me for the truth. And our awesome audio is coming up next. Down the stretch we come. What a day. If you were not listening in the noon hour, I offered my passionate response to all these knuckleheads who were upset that we played the Richard Sherman, his wife's 911 call yesterday. And the only reason they were upset with us was because we were the first to get it, because everybody else in the media has played it since then. And they just were upset that we were the first ones, because the sports writers tend to be radically left. And they, first of all, they're jealous because they wish they are organization. Some guy who writes for ESPN was taking a shot at me on Twitter. And then this morning, I saw ESPN on their crawl. In audio obtained by ESPN ABC, which is a lie, because everybody, the only reason other media outlets knew about it was because we got it first. So, but did that guy have the guts to call out his own employer? No, of course not. And if you want to hear it in depth, I'm not your censor. If you don't want to hear something, turn your radio dial or turn off your radio. But all these people who are writing, I just listened to that call you played. And, oh, it's awful. Why did you do that? You're awful. You listen to it. I'm not your censor. I'm not your mommy. I'm not your daddy. I'm not your babysitter. We do things that are newsworthy. But it's interesting to note that the most celebrated collection of players, maybe in our city's history, has had so much trouble since then. I'm talking about the Legion of Boom, the Seahawks defensive backfield, when they won the Super Bowl. Richard Sherman, and this is only the latest in what's been apparently a long line of problems, as Richard Sherman has been spiraling, and he needs to get help. Earl Thomas had his wife chasing around him with a gun, chasing him around a car when she found him in bed with another woman. Brandon Browner is serving an 8-year prison sentence for attempted murder and child abuse, 2 counts of child abuse. I mean, that's 3 of the 4 who have had different levels of legal problems. And the other point that I made is, I want these leagues and all the players, stop lecturing us until you get your own lives in order with your social justice messages, and you're taking down the ratings for what people want, which is entertainment and a getaway from all the social justice stuff. And you are, as a group, there are a lot of wonderful individuals who are parts of the sports world, but as a group, they're very imperfect messengers to tell us how we should live our lives. And with that as mere prelude, go listen to the podcast, though, 12:30 half hour, because I go into all that in great depth and detail. All right, let's count down our favorite sound bites of the day.
This is Dory Monson's awesome audio clips of the day.
All right, how should we start? We got so much stuff to get to. I just thought this was silly. Gayle King, CBS Morning News. She is banishing unvaccinated family members from her Thanksgiving table.
Dr. Fauci, I don't know how many more times you can say to people, listen, it will save your life. I have this problem with some members of my own family, which I'm now going to ban for Thanksgiving vacation. That's how strongly I'm taking what you're saying.
And a bunch of people said to me, why do you care who Gayle King has over for Thanksgiving? I read that text and I thought, you know what? You're right. She can ban people. I don't care. I don't care what she does. We did this just earlier this hour, but it's worth hearing again because we're changing our language. We can't talk about mothers anymore.
As we go into Mother's Day weekend, let us recommit our efforts and support to ensure that every birthing person across this nation is empowered and feels safe.
We have not created an infrastructure to support birthing people.
All pregnant and birthing people deserve to be treated with love.
Birthing while Black should not be a death sentence.
Health equity for Black birthing people is attainable.
Yeah, we can't call mothers anything, but you know, we can't call them mothers anymore because according to the line of thinking, men can be mothers, which of course, to have a baby, you have to have a uterus, and only women have a uterus. And but they're changing. They're trying to change the world by changing our language, which inspired our listener, Dave Irish.
Want some whiskey in your water? Sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on the lights, cause I don't wanna see. Birthing person did tell me not to come. My birthing person did tell me not to come. My birthing person said, that ain't the way to have fun, son.
Thanks to Dave Irish for that. And then speaking of inspired music, Jay Inslee, he's been telling us all kinds of nonsense the last few days.
This is the summer of climate change.
Ah, the summer of climate change.
When you smell smoke this summer, it's climate change. When you see our highways buckling because the road simply expands and buckles because of heat, it's climate change.
That's a lie. Roads have been buckling for 100 years in our state.
When we have a normal snowpack in April, but then we have a drought across the state, as we do now, 3 months later, that's climate change.
That's a lie. But anyway, Sean DeTore, he was musically inspired by the inspiring words of Jay Inslee.
When you see our highways buckling because the road simply expands and buckles because of heat, it's climate change. When we have a normal snowpack in April, but then we have a drought across the state, that's climate change. When fish and shellfish can't be harvested because they can't survive, they in a sense cook on the beach at low tide, that's climate change. There are not enough air conditioners in the world to save us from climate change.
No, only Jay Inslee can save us from climate change. Thank you, Governor. Thank you. All right, that's going to do it for us. But there's lots more to come. The Tom and Curly Show is coming up next. God bless you in these crazy times. And I'll see you next time at High Noon. Hey,
no. No one lives forever. No one. But with advances in modern science, my high level of income, I mean, it's not crazy to think I can't live to be 245, maybe 300. Heck, I just read in the newspaper they put a pig heart in some guy from Russia.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're really a fantastic audience.